Yeah, Mark 4 is done. Mark 3. Remember, though, we are not.
Now it should be good. Try that. Is that good? It was loose on the. Yeah. We're not just doing a Bible study. We want you in right relationship with God. That's what matters. Remember what I said. It isn't whether you think you're in right relationship with God. It's whether God knows your name. And you can. You can know that you have that. But that's what we're discussing as we work our way through this. All right, so it's been a couple weeks. All right, so go ahead, say it what you believe. It's what you do and what priorities you have. There it is. Okay, remember, what we're trying to do is set up a math equation here. What you believe or value influences, remember, that's the weakest word we can use, what you do and what priorities you have. It pretty much says what you believe or value equals what you do and what priorities you'll have. But we're talking about which side that we end up dealing with, all right? We talked through all that so many times, but I don't want you to forget. They call it the forest for the trees. What happens is you come here every week, you forget what we're talking about. You're like, I don't know, didn't we already talk about this? I'm looking for you to understand it, to own it, and for it to then impact how you see yourself under God. And because the biggest thing is, we've been talking about it at prayer meeting, and for those of you there, if I want you, grow up, all right? You did great, those of you in the membership class at answering questions, so grow up and answer the questions on Wednesday night. Do it. When I say grow up, I mean don't hog the floor unless you have something to say. But if you have something that answers the question, come on, do it. This is what we're looking for, is for you to enter the discussion. But as we've been talking on Wednesday nights, okay, we've been talking about what it is to walk in the light as God is in the light. What does that look like? And we've been looking at a ton of verses on Wednesday nights that talk about those that think they're walking in the light, but they're really walking in darkness. So it was in this context that we asked you questions like this. Do you think most people are excited about believing or valuing the same things as their parents? Why or why not? You had good and bad reasons. We had a long discussion. You remember that? And that was helpful. All the things you were saying were helpful to find out where we really are. Okay. But that could go on more. We need to talk about one another with that. You need to talk with your parents, me, other youth leaders here. But we asked you this: why should it concern us if we or others find ourselves very far from our parents' beliefs or values? Why should it concern us if we or others find ourselves very far from our parents' beliefs or values? You know what I'll tell you? What you said, a lot of good stuff. Yeah, there you go. Wait. All right. You said a lot of good stuff. Okay. But listen to this. Catch me here. All right. If you are very far from your parents' beliefs or values, all right, forget about whether it's right or wrong, where are you? If you're very far from your parents' beliefs or values, the answer ain't up there. Those were great answers, whatever, but I'm asking you a slightly different question, all right? If you're very far from your parents' beliefs or values, where are you? Josh? Okay, all right, in relation to your parents, all right, and then this is why this is a loaded question, all right? And we even talked about what should you do if your parents aren't following God, or what if you think they're wrong and all this stuff, and we said, that's all right, fine. There's a lot of stuff to talk through with that, but we're talk about disrespect. We need to think about disrespect. We need to think about rebellious. Okay, fine, you're right. Those are part of that discussion, but if you're very far from your parents' beliefs or values, where are you? Where are you? Rebecca. All right. You're where you think is right. Where are you? She's right. I'm collecting. This is a really weird question, but where are you? All right. Brad.
You're thinking about how, it's almost like we're made to be influenced by somebody or another. You almost can't avoid it. So if you're very far away from your parents, you're inevitably drawing closer to some other source of, what is going to help define you.
All right, perhaps rebellious, disrespectful. I'm going to say that because you need to think very seriously about that. But you are, Rebecca, what did you say? You were right. where you think is right, okay? And I'm not always saying that's wrong. I'm just saying, where are you? Brad, go ahead. Now, say it again.
If you're going away from your parents, yeah. Invariably moving closer towards somebody else.
Moving toward someone else's values, beliefs, or at least another set of beliefs and values. You're not just moving away from your parents. You're moving toward something else. John?
You're with yourself.
Okay. Yes. All right. All right. And this is what you think is right. You are pioneering, right? You're pioneering. You came out of your mother, okay? Even if you were adopted, you came out of one and then another adopted you. And somewhere they cared for you from that time when you were a baby, right? Is it just change your diapers and help you sleep and to give you food, all right? That's care. That's not playing dolly. That's caring with a person, okay? Somebody cared for you. A father, all right? They cared for you. And if they didn't, that you're right to feel like something's missing. Something wasn't right. They cared for you. How did they care for you? All right? If they flung you against the wall and they thought that was caring for you, well, then you're like, something's very wrong. Usually when somebody flings you against the wall, they think that's wrong. And they should. And everybody else should. But what I'm saying is there were beliefs and values. If you do this again, then, all right? And here's how I'll care. Here's how I'll reward you. This is what we'll honor. This is what we don't. If you're not following that, all right, you're pioneering. Whether you're right or wrong, you're off on another set of beliefs or values. You are in a strong set of beliefs and values. In fact, like I said last night at prayer meeting again, you're more like your mother than you think. You're more like your father than you think. I don't care whether you like them, whether you agree with them, whether you're mad at them. You're more like them than you think. You can't get away from them without people still thinking you're like your mother or you're like your father. Okay? So was there somebody else on? Oh, jeez. How am I ever going to get to new stuff? All right, Jesselyn, go. Yes, that's what I want.
Very far from the truth or very far from the lie.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm looking for. Either very far from truth or very far from lies, all right? You think of that, right? Your boat goes down in the middle of the ocean. Which way do you swim? And you're like, well, I don't know. Well, hopefully toward land. Where's land? You're in the middle of the ocean. Well, I don't know. I just give up. I'm going down. See, if you push away from your parents, you're not pushing away. You're pushing toward something. And where did you push? Either toward truth or toward lies. There's a whole bunch of mess going on in here, but you need to realize it's not just when you go, I'm not like them, I'm not like them, I'm not like them. You are like something else, and you're either getting closer to the truth or closer to the lies. Here we go. Nathan. Okay, it starts there, all right? So where are you if you're far from your parents' beliefs and values or away from where you started? Let's just say that. Andrew?
Not even considering whether they could be right.
Now we're back to where Josh was. Not considering very or anymore. Or I mean, these are big statements. But not considering anymore if what? If they're right or not? Yeah, not considering anymore if there is, here's a big word for you. It's a small word, but it's a big word, merit. If there is merit in your parents' beliefs, values, all right? You're moving away. It means, yeah, I already thought about that. Yeah, I know that's what they think. Yeah, all right? So that's a serious thing, all right? But you said you're either going toward lies, toward the truth. When you're moving away at that point, you're saying, yeah, I've thought enough about that. Okay? Sarah?
You're in a place that has taken a lot of thinking or a lot of thought, a lot of sacrifice probably. So you've consciously made the decision.
Okay, all right. That there is thought or sacrifice to get in that place away from your parents? Is that what you're saying? All right. Thought and sacrifice to get to that place. What did you say about a foundation at the end? To get to that place where you now are. Thought and sacrifice. And that's interesting because I think some people haven't given their parents a lot of thought, but isn't it amazing? You give something a lot of thought. So if you're far away from your parents, you've given something a lot of thought. And that's why, this is back to what you believe and value, influence what you do. By the time you go, wait, you're far from your parents. It's just like if I go, hey, did you know you had a zit when you came to youth group tonight? And you're like, thanks for noticing. Of course I noticed there was a zit on my forehead. There isn't. But if you ever get, do you ever get a zit on your forehead? Do you feel like you have the constellations all on your face? And everybody's like, hey, check you out. You know? Well, that's what happened. When somebody goes, you're far away from your parents, you're like, duh. All right? It's another place. Susie?
You're cutting your own path.
Right.
You're making yourself your own authority. And you may be putting your trust in a heart that hasn't been tested.
Okay. All right. Let's go back up here. All right? You're pioneering, cutting own path. What? Say it again.
You could possibly be making yourself your own authority, and you might be trusting a heart that isn't tested.
Could possibly be making yourself your own authority, and possibly trusting a heart. Is that what you said? That hasn't been tested. Tested. It proved. I'm looking for Christmas presents. When I look for Christmas presents and I'm looking for what I'm... All of a sudden I find one that's a whole lot cheaper than every other site. Sounds good, right? Little nervous sometimes. When you find something that looks way too cheap, be careful.
Is it from China?
Be careful. It's not just, is it from China? That is the thing too. You're going to stay away from Shein and all the rest of... Oh, I buy everything. All right? Yes? All right? But we're saying it's not tested. You find out later that there's more going on than what you thought. There was a couple hands, and this is a slide that didn't exist. I reinvented my notes today, and I just created this slide. So you got to let me get past this one. All right? Was it Nicole? Go. And then Levi. Where are you? Okay, now in opposition to their beliefs and values. Did you hear that? If you're far away, again, it could be truth, it could be lies. But if you're far away from them, you're then in opposition. This whole thing of, well, they won't respect my choices. They don't agree with your choices. You need to expect that there will be tension. Well, then I'm having nothing to do with them. Wait, so you're supposedly with God, supposedly? You're supposedly following the truth? Well, then God has a way for you to deal with people that, well, that's not right. What do you mean? They have different beliefs and values. You decided to pull away from them. You are now in opposition to some of their beliefs. Well, they're nice about it. Okay, but you're still in opposition to some of their beliefs and values. Levi?
Usually, if you're literally not with them, your values are usually not going to align really. So,
right.
Goes off to some liberal,
yeah.
Communist college.
Right, right, right. You are from... Listen. From living in with them or in their environment, okay? Listen, the harder it is to maintain the same beliefs and values. So we're saying, not only if you go, well, yeah, they want me to think of my own, they want me. But if you pull away, I've told this to my kids, if they're not careful, they're as close to their mom and their dad and their brothers and sisters when they're in the home together as they will ever be the rest of their life. It's very hard when we all, then you move out of the house, you move from different parts of the country, and then you come back just for Christmas, or you come back just for a week of vacation. It's very hard because it's not, no matter how much you want to be together, whatever feelings you had before, they stayed there, and now you've gone somewhere else, and other people have influenced you, and other things have influenced you, and it's very hard to get back with that. It's also why you feel, as a pastor, why I have very strong opinions about the choices you make. You go, you can't control me. Well, before we get to that, what about your parents? Well, they disagree with you. No kidding. I'm working on that with your parents. Are we working on that with you? Well, I can do whatever I want. That's what we're working on in here. Who is calling the shots? Was there somebody else, or I'm going to move? Okay. So, Good job. You filled up a screen that didn't exist. Okay, good job. Okay, it means that you struck out on your own. You should be very concerned, cautious, and that's what I hope you found as we put this up here, about why do you trust yourselves and your own understanding. I say your own understanding because if you've grown up in the church at all and you've learned Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, you should be very nervous about, it says, King James, lean not on your own understanding. So it doesn't mean you're wrong. You might be moving toward the truth, but if you're out there pioneering, you need to be very careful that you're not just thinking what I think is what God thinks. Be concerned about why you trust yourself and your own understanding so much that you're unwilling to study more of why they believe and value what they do, as most of the time your parents love you very much and are most patient with stuff that others won't put up with. Often, they're most patient. I get it, there's exceptions and all kinds of things in this room. But often, your parents, that's why if you'll say, hey, I like that person in my church, they're like a mom to me, they're like a grandma, they're like a dad, they're like a grandpa. What you're saying is they're willing to deal with stuff that other people won't. Speaking of this, our Mark 3 passage, why was it so shocking? Jesus didn't seem to treat these mom and sister, brothers, whatever, the way we think that should be normal. Well, then we said, okay, how should you treat your family? And you said all these amazing things, and I don't think I have them. Yep, there they are. What should our natural response be toward our parents? That's what you said. And if you read that, it's like, well, yeah, most of that, that's good. That's in the Bible. And it's like, yeah, but is that what's going on in your family? Yeah, my family's just like that. Everybody except my brother, everybody except my mother, everybody except my dad, everybody. What do they think about you when they look at that list? So we asked you, we went on and said, okay, fine. If this, you're going to go, hey, Jesus, what are you doing? What are you doing about your mother, your brother, and sisters? Are you not doing it right? And we said, okay, fine. All right, if we're going to say maybe Jesus, I don't know how to say this, but I think that maybe you weren't treating your mother rightly, okay? Now, Jesus has something to teach us, okay? We've talked about that already, but I asked, what keeps us from that close tie with our family? Why does our family often get our rough side? What do you think? Well, that's what you said, but this is what you're saying tonight. I'm not filling the screen. Why do they often get our rough side? Why? Rachel? So you're going to say when you didn't, two or three, you didn't know what you were doing, right? I'm laughing because, yes, I got it, all right? But then you look at, like, look, Chaz over here. When are you going to say, hey, Chaz, he knows what he's doing, all right? Can you tell, you know, when he comes to you or when he doesn't, when he flips a hissy or when he doesn't? Are you going to go, yeah, he's totally clueless. But you're going like, well, deal with it. It's a kid, right? So you're saying they've already seen us, we didn't understand, and so why should it change? Gotcha, go. I got stuff on you. Don't you dare talk about me. Yeah, you really want to go there? You want to go there? Well, how about how you acted yesterday, right? So we have, there she goes. She's writing it. That's fine. Rebecca? Yes? Shh. What?
There are tests run on life.
Yes. 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 So when at home for extended periods of time, those around get your test treatment on how justice and mercy, love and care should be lived. Those around get your test treatment on justice, right? Off with your head, right? That you have opinions about the people in your church, in your family, okay? And so they're the test case of you try it out. And you're like, you slap me? Well, I'm going to slap you, all right? Well, then you go out to in the rest of the world. Go ahead and try that. Watch what happens. Nathan? Why they get your rough side? Imagine if your parents, when you were born, you came out with a little number. That number was how many times you could mess up before your parents could return you. Imagine that. It said 129 on yours. It said 263. And on yours it said 1,516. And you're like, yeah, I'll take that one. 1,516. And all of a sudden, which one in your home do you think has hit 1,516 by the time they're 16 years old? Yeah. Well, somebody. Yeah, whatever. And you just like, you remember when we play word whiskers over here, right? Right? When we start talking, you can't say And once you say once, it's hard not to say it again, right? And so, yeah, that's one. That's two. That's three. 1,516. Return to sender. I'm sending you right back to wherever you came from. I'm sending you right back to your maker. So, do you hear what he said? He said that you believe they have to deal with you. You believe they have to deal with you. There's something true about that. There's something true about that. Go ahead. A couple more. John? You know why Sunday night services existed when I was a child? So that I could go to somebody's house on Sunday afternoon. It's like you live far away, right? You all come to church Sunday morning, and it's like, well, we're going to be back Sunday night. Good. Can I go to your house? Can I go to your house? I didn't care where I went. I just didn't want to go to my house. I wanted to eat your food. I wanted to play with your toys. I wanted to do your dishes. I didn't care. I just wanted to get there. I didn't care where there was, right? I was a boy before my voice changed, right? Like a bunch of our boys singing alto. That's what they're supposed to do. And the boys at that age have the best girls' voices. They are not girls. Stop. They have the best voices. But you know what that meant? I was trained by a lot of alto women. And you know what? I wanted to go to their house. And they're like, oh, isn't this boy cute? Let me take him home with me. One of those ladies is the one that taught me how to play the guitar. Okay? Now, Emmy Hengeveld, she taught me how to play the guitar, but she's one I sat with when I'm a little seventh grade boy. My voice hasn't changed yet. I'm sitting with her every week in choir, and I was like, I'll go to her house. I'll go to her house. I don't care. I just want to go somewhere else. I love my parents, but I'll tell you what, I already knew what food they had. I want to see what food you had. I want to see what you did at your house. Do you hear that? So because it's so hard to work through things with them, therefore you want to deal with people outside of your close family, right? Whether you hate them or not, it's just easier, all right? Who's this, Susie? Right. You think they have to deal with you, because because you are part of their family. And the reason I said that if you came out with a number, they'd get rid of you. You need to watch, dum-dums. You're taking it for granted that the relationships can handle the treatment that you're doing at home. You're taking that for granted. Every time you hear your parents fight, do you realize often the kids are the ones that make a lot of the fights happen? They're arguing about how to handle you guys. They're arguing about how to handle money. They're arguing about the life they wish they had. There's a whole bunch of other things. I'm touching some landmines in here. But dumb, the reason I say that is because you're actually pushing wedges that are making it harder for your family. And some people's parents don't stay together. And some people have older siblings that are going to blow off the whole family and make it really hard. You're going to grow up as the younger one and think, what happened to my brother? My brother didn't care about me, and they don't care about mom and dad. Don't push those buttons. Family is coming under attack. If you guys get married, I want you to stay married, which is why I care about who you date. I care about your parents should care. And they're not looking for perfect. Are you going to stick with them? Are they going to actually follow God? Are you going to be faithful to each other? This is serious stuff. All right? Nicole, where are you going? Yeah.
Like,
listen. People are afraid of dealing with things because it might blow up. All right? Do you have the one before that? It's so hard to work through things with them. Therefore, you want to deal with the people. You see that one? Oh, did she put that one in there? Yes, I see it. I see it, Nicole. Go ahead. Did you hear what she said? Sometimes it gets so touchy that people then don't want to because they're afraid if I do this, then it's going to blow up. Okay? And that's why you don't get close. Anything else? And then I'm about to leave. Carolyn, Nathan, and then I'm going.
Okay, so our parents are very annoying.
Right, right.
They think they know us the best.
Right.
Doesn't go together very well.
Okay.
Stuff will happen, like, clean your room, it's like, don't tell me what to do. Like,
mm-hmm.
There's like, well, I know you better than you, just like, know myself. And so it's just like, pride.
Okay. What keeps us from a close tie with family? Disagreeing about who knows what and should do what in the home. I don't want to. Well, tell me how your day was. Yeah. I just had somebody ask me today, what do I do when they just look at me when I ask them how their day was? What do I do when I ask them 5 questions and all I get is one-word answers? No matter what I do, they don't want to talk. She said that, now you need to think about pride, and I need you to realize every time you're going to accuse them, you may be right, but this is why I want to ask, who in your family thinks you have pride that's keeping you from being a part of the family the way you should? Who thinks, even when you're hurt, you think you were unjustly treated? Why are you so self-centered that you can't work through your hurt? You're expecting them to work through their hurt, but you can't. Nathan, what are you thinking?
So, you think because your family has already seen your bad side, then you can blow up in their face because you don't have a reputation to maintain with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You hear that? You think your reputation with them is not as important as reputation with those outside your family. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? Think about that. Here, I got to go, all right? Oh, Seth, yes, go.
Perhaps I'm looking at this too much through my own...
Yeah, experience. Yeah, go ahead. But what are you thinking?
I could answer this several different ways. If you were to ask me several years ago, I probably would have said what most people say, just we see the worst of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the wrong way.
Yeah.
But as I get older, I
think... Yeah, it keeps us...
I think...
Yeah, come on.
I think what keeps us from...
A close tie.
Close tie. I think as a kid, it does start, as you said earlier, with the marriage of the parents. If
right.
they're not seeking God
right.
individually together in their marriage, things are going to fall apart, and the home structure is not going to be very structured. Also, the older I get, I kind of look at that through the lens of what keeps me from not being as close to my family. Part of it is just always feels like I'm crazy busy and I don't got time to just sit in Kayla's room and ask her, so Kayla, what is God teaching you?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, when I do got the time for it, it's usually I'm too brain fried or tired to go and have those conversations.
It takes so much work to invest in each other when we would, geez, when we feel we are so busy, tired with other things, right or wrong, right or wrong. All right, Caitlin. Yeah, what are you thinking? Thank you. Right.
And I agree with them because someday if I have kids with
right. them, right.
I don't
right.
want
right.
to have a non-Christian
right.
guy.
Right.
Ruins
right.
The,
yes.
ruins the relationship of the family.
Right.
To teach your kid.
Right.
To learn about God while dad doesn't.
What keeps us from that close tie with the family. Different beliefs and values when it comes to relationship with God. This is what I'm telling you. You right now have beliefs and values. You say you're a Christian, really? Your dad says he's a Christian. Yeah, your mom says she's a Christian. Then why aren't you all on the same page? It isn't just because you sin. You disagree with what they're saying is important. You go, well, they're wrong. Good. Well, what about where they're out of line? You're like, you're right. Somebody's off. But see, this is why we said if you're going to follow God inside of his people, the church is a group of people, you need to have common goals and identity. If you don't, you can have the same last name and be heading in a whole bunch of different directions. You can have the name Christian and be doing your own thing. This is very serious. So let me say this, all right? This was so supposed to be a half an hour ago, but we'll pretend it is. Well, no, I can't. I got to let you eat and get out of here, all right? So, oh, my word, look at that. We went, wow. All right, so there's last time, there's this time again. All right. So, and you can find these online. And if you do that, then you can help your parents to get online and find these PowerPoints, all right? They're not up there right now, so you go, I went and looked, and they're not there. Good, I'd love to hear somebody say that so that we can get them up there. How do you weigh whether the pain, frustration, or annoyance factor is worth it with family and others? How do you weigh it out? Seth started us down that path. He goes, I'm busy, I'm tired. What are you thinking? Masha, go. Levi, Masha. Okay. Yeah. If you value character, now you can have character apart from God. That's a problem. I think there's a lot of people going to hell who are really nice people. And my point is, I don't want you to go to hell, and I hope you don't want me to go to hell. And that has nothing to do with how nice you are. Hell and heaven has to do with, are you in right relationship with God? You're not getting there because you're a nice person, because you're not. And what's that? The point, if you think you're a nice person, you're doing that in relationship to yourself. We're talking about a God who is so holy. He is calling you to character, all right? I hope you know verses in the Bible that talk about that, all right? One of them is Romans 5. All right. And James 1, they both talk about perseverance, proven character, and proven character produces hope, a hope that doesn't disappoint. Okay. So if you value character, you will value the people and situations that God brings into your life to test you, to test you. Do you care about being in right relationship with God? If you do, how can you treat me that way? How can you treat her that way? I'm busy over my ear. If you wait till I'm not busy, you and I are never going to have a relationship. I try to care for you. I'm 51 years old. I'm trying to care for you guys as individuals. I'm not just saying you get more time, your parents don't. I'm trying to care for a whole pile of people. But it takes character, because there are very few people saying, John, when can we care for your soul? Okay? Nell, go. Okay? How do you weigh out whether the pain, frustration, or annoyance factor is worth it with family and others? You will not last long if you are, I'm going to say, counting the days. If you're counting the days to when you are out, okay? It is right for you to move out eventually from your parents' home. There's reason to stay in the home. There's reason to move out. You need to be the best contributing member of that household as you get older, all right? With that, but it's right to move out. But I'll tell you, when you're saying, I can't wait to get out of here, I can't wait, I don't have to deal with this anymore, you're not going to move towards family or others. And this is important when we get back to Mark 3. Levi, go.
Prayer.
Come on. It must be done. I'm going to keep saying that phrase so that you remember it. Coram Deo, in the face of God, of God. In the face of God. Must be done, Coram. What does your prayer life say about your relationship with God? Not just do you pray, and I don't think most of you do as much as you should, but when you do pray, what do you pray for? And this is saying, how do I handle all these pieces with these other people? It's annoying me. It's frustrating me. It's painful to deal with that person. People are painful. Rebecca? Right. Yeah. So there's a piece here. What's your piece? Yeah.
Well, as a Christian, you should be doing those things. So then that. But then also.
Okay. Because you don't know how long you have with them and don't know if you'll have another chance, then be willing to I'm going to say try harder, longer, dig deeper. Pray more. However you're going to say this, okay? The characteristics we say we should have with our families are ones that come from God and are not options. Do you see? If I can catch you on how you're supposed to act with your family, and then I'm going to tell you that you are in right relationship with God, you know what that means? Then everybody who God calls family, you're responsible to act that same way. Towards me, towards her, towards him. And you're going to need something from God, prayer, because it's a lot. All right? We're working our way here. Jesslyn, go.
At the end of the day, no matter what they did, how angry or frustrated they made you, they're still your family, they're still your blood. And they're not like your family by blood, they're still people that love. But even more than that, they're a soul. They're someone that God cares about and someone that we still need to love no matter how angry or frustrated
they are. So, your relationship with them. They are still a soul. What is your responsibility to another soul? And that, and we're going with that. If this, whether this is your mother, your father, your brother, your grandpa, your friend, your ex-friend. See, what is an ex-friend? The one you used to be close to, but that you've drifted away. And this is why you can be thankful. This is one of the reasons we believe that if you're tied to God, baptism, communion, membership, they go together. You shouldn't be doing one without the other. And that's one of the reasons why we encourage you to be pushing, waiting later before you do some of these. It's up to parents, but they're all kind of tied together, okay? And one of the reasons it's a big deal when you're tied in a local church is you can't care for all the Christians in the world. You're supposed to care the level God's calling you to care for and to deal with all the junk. If you can't even deal with it with your parents and your siblings, how are you going to deal with it with all these other families and their siblings? And you go, well, I don't know, they're mean. Well, they think, what about you? And you're like, well, I don't know, it's not my problem. Actually, it is. There's something deeper. Sarah, Katya, John. Right.
Moral codes.
Yeah.
I just started to hear Christianity and he's talking about the law of, or the moral law. Within different families and different situations, you have different moral laws and you know that. And so then it's, do I want to stay here and where I know what's familiar, where I can like be reminded, or not be reminded, but like where I'm comfortable, even if I'm not necessarily comfortable, or do I leave and try to get used to somebody else's moral code or somebody else's
to start again. I had somebody say, you think this sounds rough? A couple that very much loves each other, but they said one of the reasons, why are they faithful to their wife, to their husband? They said, because I have too much invested in that woman that I wouldn't want to start all over again. You say, well, that's cold. They should all be just mushy-gushy with each other. And then you're like, stop, don't do that. They shouldn't hug. They shouldn't kiss in front of me, whatever. You want them solid. You want them working through. Well, that's what Sarah just said. That she's saying that if you don't realize that when you're going, yep, they're wrong, and you're going to go off somewhere else and going, yep, they're wrong, they're wrong, they're wrong. And now you're trying to do it with these guys, and you're realizing, you know what, these guys don't get me. These guys don't get me. And they go, my dad and mom does, and if they weren't such a jerk, if my brother wasn't such a jerk. And then you start realizing, yeah, we do kind of have something in common. Why do I want to start? How many times do you want to start over? If you go with another group, you're going to have to start all over again with all those boundaries. And this, all this being said, well, I'm going to say it in a minute because I got to catch you guys. Gotcha, go. Yes, yes, yes.
If they're not Christians, going to someone in the church who
right.
is a trusted member who has proven themselves to be
right.
a godly character that you can look up to, and in humility
right.
somehow bringing that up with
If you care to grow yourself and with others, if you care to grow yourself, here, hold on, under God, here, it will include turning toward these things with others. Prayer and sometimes hard talks with attitude of humility. Humility means you got to have thick skin. You got to realize when you think they're... I just failed. That's okay. You got to realize humility means when you think they're being rough on you, you need to realize when do they think you're being rough on them. Do you hear that? And sometimes you're going to have to be rough on them. Sometimes they're going to be rough. But the humility realizes I am under God. I am not just getting my way here. John, and then I've got to close up. You're all having the common thoughts. It's amazing.
There's a lot of hard work that goes into relationships. And you have to remember, when you look at the hard work, you have to say one of two things. One, you're going to say, I put in so much hard work, like Sarah said, I can't quit. I can't quit. I'm putting too much hard work. Or you're going to say, I put in so much work. And they haven't responded. It's time to cut my losses.
Right. Caused it must care about a higher kingdom. Okay? All right. Delana, go. And then I gotta quit.
Like Justin said, you also have to realize that they're a soul, but you also have to realize that they have feelings too. And if you want to build your relationship,
feelings. Worth. Yes.
Where?
Yes. Are you willing to look on the other side of pain? You have to live in there, all right? There's so much here. I know we've reached saturation point. We've got to quit here, okay, with that. But if how are you going to weigh this out? And whether you're going to cut your losses, because you're all doing that. Remember what I'm telling you? I'm 51 years old. I've been dealing with the youth group. 28 years I've been doing it officially. Then I was in school. And then before that, I was in youth group, right? Okay. And you know what I'm watching? Very few of you sticking together with each other. Very few of you sticking with God. Okay. And very few of you willing to take it from a whole bunch of others who aren't doing it rightly. And that's happening not only in the church, it's happening with our families. So everybody's having to recover from how their families are treating them. And everybody's trying to create a new family, all right? So what we're looking for, you're going to do this based on what you value. So basically, if you're not careful, whether you acknowledge your values or not, you decide who pushes you and where, and you do it based on what you value. So if you really were going to listen to someone here... there's an empty screen, and we're not. We got to stop. So if you really were going to listen to someone who has different priorities than you, different actions, different use of their time, what would you have to be willing to consider? Okay? Now, here's the deal. We're not answering. We're so done. All right? Listen, these are tricky questions because for some people, it is the best thing in the world for them to have different beliefs and values than their parents. However, having different beliefs with your parents creates a bit of tension. We need God's final word to handle all these messy and sometimes scary thoughts. And that's why I'm gonna come back to our John 3 passage about belief and obedience go together. You cannot say you believe God without obeying Him. If He's your final word, good, then follow Him, but yield to Him. Don't just go, I just don't like how my parents follow God. I don't like how my church follows God. Good. Are you following God with how you handle that, or you're pioneering, you're trusting yourself? No, you go, I'm trusting all my friends. I already told you, most of your friends aren't gonna still be your friends in 10 years. What makes a relationship that sticks? Stop looking for a best friend and start looking to receive love from God and to receive your worth from God. Then you can care for others and you might find you have closer friends. Stop looking for them. How is this? Look where we're going. All right. All right. Bang, 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 bang. You're going to see all that stuff. Look, how do these thoughts fit with the focus and value of Mark 3:31? We're done. That's where we're going. And then there. See? Bang, bang. All right. And then we're out of Mark 3:31. And then we're watching Peter Piper. All right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. They did well tonight. Would you help? I heard from so many. I'm thinking about those that I didn't hear from. Some of them were thinking. Some of them were, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. I didn't notice anybody goofing, but somebody was goofing. I'm praying that you would help us. Jesus, help us. And it's going to take some time before we see the fruits of some of this because we're still pretty nasty to each other. We're still insecure. We're still talking to some and not others. And we still feel judged and we're still judging and we're still trying to figure out our own family. And like Seth said, I used to say this and now I think I'll say this. And that's always going on. Jesus, would you get a hold of our hearts? Would you save our souls? I thank you for those that are trusting in you. I thank you for those that are running towards everything they're hearing and saying, tell me what it's like to follow Jesus. I just want to know that it's in line with His word. Lord Jesus, would you protect these souls? Would you help them to know they're loved, to be able to serve you their whole life, to know how to forgive, to be patient, to deal with their family, others, even when they have to cut a different path? Please, Lord, help them to be a blessing to parents, whether they're saved or not, whether their parents got it right or not. Help them to be a blessing to them. Help them to be a blessing in their churches. Please, Jesus, would you help us to trust that there's something beyond the stuff that we see that's hard? We come in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much. I owe you. Someday we'll get closer.